Welcome back to Wilmot's Quant Talk. I'm Lori.
And I'm Finn. Today we're diving into a paper about effective dimensionality reduction for Greeks computation using randomized QMC. Sounds like a mouthful, right?
Absolutely, but it's actually super relevant for anyone working on risk management or derivatives pricing. Basically, it's about making complex calculations faster and more accurate.
So, Greeks meaning delta, gamma, vega, that sort of thing? The sensitivities of option prices to underlying parameters?
Exactly. And calculating those Greeks, especially for complex options like barrier options or Asian options, can be computationally expensive. This paper explores ways to speed things up.
And dimensionality reduction? That's about simplifying the problem by identifying which factors really matter, right?
Spot on. The authors use something called global sensitivity analysis, or GSA, to figure out which dimensions or input variables have the biggest impact on the option price. Then they focus their computational efforts on those key dimensions.
Okay, so how does randomized QMC fit in? I know QMC stands for quasi-Monte Carlo, which is already a technique to improve the convergence rate compared to standard Monte Carlo.
Right. Standard Monte Carlo simulations can be slow. QMC uses carefully chosen, low-discrepancy sequences instead of random numbers to sample the input space more uniformly. Randomized QMC, or RQMC, adds a layer of randomization to QMC to get a handle on the error estimation, which is something traditional QMC lacks.
Got it. So, they are combining dimensionality reduction with RQMC to get the best of both worlds, focusing on the most important variables and using a more efficient simulation technique.
Precisely. They compare a few methods. There's finite difference, which is a standard approach, and then Chebyshev interpolation and a conditional pathwise method. They also investigate important sampling.
Important sampling? So, focusing the simulation on the areas of the input space that contribute the most to the final result?
You got it. And what they found is that the dimensionality reduction really explains why some approaches work better than others. For example, methods that provide increased smoothness in the payoff function, like Chebyshev interpolation or the conditional pathwise method, enhance the convergence rate of randomized QMC.
Which translates to higher accuracy and lower computational costs, which is the holy grail, right?
Definitely. That's the key takeaway. The right combination of dimensionality reduction and a smart integration technique like RQMC can make a big difference, especially when you are dealing with complex derivatives.
So, what are the practical implications for quants?
Well, if you're pricing complex options or calculating risk measures for large portfolios, you should be thinking about these techniques. Global sensitivity analysis can help you understand which variables really matter. And RQMC, especially when combined with methods that smooth the payoff function, can significantly speed up your calculations.
It sounds like a powerful tool for anyone looking to optimize their models.
Absolutely. That's all we have time for today.
Thanks for tuning in to Wilmot's Quant Talk.
Join us next time for more cutting-edge research in quantitative finance.